Roll up the Mari, no farm, my bad energy me carry. Me thoughts the life in the darkest nights, my avid. A sharpened knife, me cutting through with these. This try to beat like capital stays. The world is so crazy. And the summer can't.
Cool.
Hey.
Yes.
Welcome back.
That was nice.
Just for us.
This is episode 8.
Episode 8.
Yeah.
We got Andy and Ash.
Yeah.
Ash and Andy. A and A crew.
AA meeting.
Gang, gang. Nice. Yeah. I'm excited.
So the premise of the podcast, we got a message. We had a little hunt for it, but we couldn't find the actual comment that one of you guys had sent through about us taking a shot every 5 minutes.
Every 5 minutes of the potty.
Yeah, I can't remember. So I can't remember your name. We went for like a 20-minute hunt looking through all our videos and shit.
Couldn't find you, but props to you guys.
So shout out to you anyways.
Yeah.
Are we going to set a timer or something?
I was thinking that. I'll get one going. Fuck it.
All right, cool.
Hang on, let's start this. And then...
Mine's a bit shallow. I'll make sure it's a bit heavier next time.
These are way bigger than shot glasses.
Too, yeah, right? I know. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Nice.
Okay. Wow.
Hey.
Oh, sorry, he wasn't watching TikToks before. Anyway, so what's happening, Ash?
Not much, really. We're back in lockdown.
Lockdown 4.0.
Oh yeah, like in 12.0. I don't know where it stands now.
Yeah, it's getting fucking ridiculous now. So, yeah. Is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what? I reckon I'm gonna put on a timer so yeah. It goes off.
Yeah, chuck 4 minutes on the first one.
My guts are going to love me for this one.
All right.
All right.
So, lockdown's in, which, lucky for us, we've got nothing on in the next week, so we're all right.
Yeah.
I missed out on a gig this weekend, which has been fucking postponed about 8 times now. We're going to get refunds because we can't.
Who are you going to go see?
Crooked Colors.
Yeah, damn it. That's been put off a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, this is the fourth time now, and we're just saying fuck it because the rest of the year is so busy that the odds are on it's going to line up on something stupid.
On a gig, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it does line up with one of our gigs that is unannounced as yet.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's a bit of work in the pipeline for Rancid Eddie.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, we got some news earlier in the week, and we talked about it as a joke, like between us before we got the message, and then we got the message and we erupted.
Yeah,
I've never heard us make like audible sounds before.
Really exciting gig for us. So stay tuned on wherever you can find us. And that'll be announced soon, but we're just keeping it behind closed doors as yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, the house is going well, so everyone should know that we live together.
Yeah.
With Matt and another mate. It's all good. It's all good around here.
Mm. Yeah. It's finally feeling like home. We've got like, because the lounge room was just, it was kind of just like a couple couches and then like a TV set up on some empty speakers for a while.
Yeah. We were using a cardboard box for a coffee table
for a long time.
Just sharing it around.
Yeah. Fucking cardboard boxes and empty slabs is fucking... Eating breakfast off that and, like, the coffee on the side. Like.
Yeah. So, we finally got some decent furniture.
Yeah.
It's all coming along nicely, man. It's all coming along really well.
Yeah. I'm liking it. And we got a nice sound system going, so...
Yep.
Fucking...
Got some decent speakers.
Yeah.
The movie's getting intense.
Yeah.
Have a night time.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fucking oath. I just like the dynamic of the household, too, though. Everyone watches different shit or everyone puts on different music and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
You roll with it.
Yeah.
And it's just gross. Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, it's all right. But then Jess comes over. You were here last night when he was fucking complaining.
What was he talking about?
Well, because everything I chose to put on the TV, he's like, why the fuck do you watch this? You guys don't understand. You're always watching cartoons. You're always fucking...
Oh, he comes over and goes, oh, why haven't we got the footy on? I'm like, we'll put the fucking footy on. He goes, it's the last quarter. I go, who are you watching? He goes... Who was it? He goes,
Essendon and West Coast.
I'm like, what channel was it on? He goes, I was listening on the radio. I said, it's not on the telly, man. He goes, oh. And then what do we watch after that? I think I walked out that a dark.
Well, I mean, he was like, don't you guys have KO? And it's like, no, we're all fucking broke here.
We don't have KO, man. We don't have KO.
Yeah, then we started watching squirrel videos and like squirrels going through obstacle courses.
Yeah,
what's and that? Then he was not happy with that either.
What's that guy's YouTube name?
I don't know. The rest of his channel is a bit like whatever. Yeah, it was just those squirrels running around in his backyard, which were fucking hilarious.
We're all getting into it. And Jesse's going,
yeah. I mean, I just assumed that was the kind of thing like he'd be into, like just get, like we were stoned as, we just want to sit back, watch something cooked and like maybe learn something because it's like very science orientated.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been fun and like cute little squirrels.
A bit informative. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but he was just like, no, let's watch cunts die.
Yeah, well, he doesn't live here, so.
Yet.
Oh, yet. Yeah.
Jess might move in. Oh, God. Might. Matt's not happy. There's a spare room right next to Matt's room, which is just storage at the moment. Mm. And if Jess moves in, that's his room, and Matt refuses because they'll have to share a bathroom up there.
Yeah.
It's going to be so fucking funny, but we're all going to have to deal with it. But
That's 5 minutes, bro.
Oh, cool.
Fuck my life.
I accidentally instinctively reached for this. So.
Oh, shit. My guts are going to hate me.
Here we are.
Not that they already. They don't already. Not gonna lie, I'm a bit of a gut thrasher over here.
Maybe I should be paying attention.
Since dude, you gotta pour them fucking way shallow.
Yeah, they're not full.
They're fucking mouthfuls, man.
Right, so next one, you can get less and I'll get more because I cheaped out the first one. I probably had a proper shot the first time.
I've got a feeling I'm gonna taste this twice. I literally drank that like it was out of a cup.
Two gulps.
This is going to go fucking sideways.
Hey. All right, have you hit it?
Hit the... shit, yeah. Yeah, we're on again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
So, hopefully this, the coronavirus, Melbourne settles.
Yeah.
So that, because the week after the lockdown ends, that's when Cherry's on.
Yeah, that's right. So, if Melburnians don't get on top of this now, well, we're not going to be able to see it, Cherry.
I know.
But yeah, oh, speaking of Cherry Bar had a promo sort of delivery thingo.
Mm.
They were selling margaritas and they dropped them off to your door in a bag.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Cherry Bar, like cunts from there, come round and drop them off to your house because it was not a regular Uber driver.
Yeah,
They seemed chill as fuck, said g'day.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had three options. Espresso martini, which we've got some left of. We're probably going to chug that down a little bit later. And then there was a margarita and a Negroni. I've never had a Negroni, but wasn't sitting well with me. I didn't really, didn't like it.
Yeah.
No.
I haven't tried a Negroni, so I don't know if it was Cherry Bar or if it was just...
No, I reckon it's just a Negroni.
Right.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's not my cup of tea.
Cocktail's a cocktail, really. But yeah. But no, really good. So thanks, Cherry, for dropping that off. Hooking us up.
The margarita was fucking...
Yeah, that was tops.
Have you tried this one?
Yeah, I had a bit of the espresso. I love espresso martinis.
Oh, anyway. they're bomb.
They're the best.
Because like even when a place fucks up an espresso martini, it's still like...
It's still good. And you know what? Worst time to have an espresso martini is when you're at the end of the night and you've been drinking all night, you've been out, and then you smash an espresso martini and then it just hits the switch and you're just fucking gone and... it's like it's lights out, but it's not lights out because you're fucking drinking coffee.
Yeah,
but my experiences with espresso martinis at the end of nights is unrememberable. So, but no, I love them.
There's just like a vague idea that there was an espresso martini involved.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, and then we had the espresso martini. Oh right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And what happened afterwards? I don't know. I woke up in bed like 2 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next to a taxi driver. Wait, what?
Wait, still driving around with the ticker on?
No, just in my bed.
I'm picturing like an Indian with a fucking nice fucking plaited beard in the bed next to you.
Had it tied up. Hello. Oh, God. I get myself in trouble here. So talk a lot of shit about myself, don't I?
I'm an idiot.
Anyway.
Hey.
Do you want to talk about smoke detection for about an hour? Apologies for that last one, guys. That's fairly gone and... Yeah, anyway. I was basically just talking to myself.
No, it was good. It was a good lesson that everyone learned.
Great.
Smoke darts inside.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, but don't. Like, if... I mean, if you're up.
Anyway.
We don't smoke darts inside.
What's the craziest thing that's happened lately, Ash?
Happened lately?
Oh, we got this possum living in our house. He's been here since before we moved in.
Yeah.
And, Well, he's a part of the family now. His name's Harvey.
Yeah.
And our housemate Jacob was feeding him magic mushies the other day, a few golden tops. But to be fair, he was into them. Hey, like, so we could see, and there's like a little hole where they've obviously kind of got to him before. And Jacob.
I'm starting to think, because he digs at that hole.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think he dug that hole over the hole.
And then patched
they've
it up.
They've put a plank of wood over the top. And now the plank of wood's floppy.
Yeah, so, well, to be honest, I don't know if you knew, but on the first night we were here, me and Jacob opened that
motherfucker up. Yeah.
And anyway, so Jacob drops a cucumber in there and goes, oh, he's not keen on that. Let's drop a mushy in there. And check back 5 minutes later and the mushy was gone. So we gave him another one. 5 minutes after that, we go and check on it. The second mushy's gone, the cucumber's still there. Hey. So it gives him another one. And then Jacob goes, this motherfucker's eating all my shrooms. It's not getting any more. So, yeah.
After that, the exterminator came around.
Yeah, yeah. And he's patched up a few holes and set up some, like, booby trap doors so they can only get out and not come back in.
One-way doors. There was no, like, traps or, like, poison or anything.
Yeah, no, no,
Which I thought was pretty cool. It's like, yeah, just let them get out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've had a theory that they've fucked up. Put the one-way doors the other way. Yeah, yeah, it's ready. I've already poured them and everything. I gave you a little bit less. That was how much I had the first time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, go on.
I have a theory that that they fucked up and put the one-way doors the other way. Because since he's come, I reckon it's worse.
No, yeah, he hasn't gone. He hasn't left.
No, but I reckon there's still heaps of cunts in there.
Yeah, well, he said give it a week. But I mean,
it's been maybe 5 days.
Well, we got leaks in the, like, because I'm thinking, you know, they're probably going to get thirsty, you know, and have to go and get a drink from somewhere. And then it rained the other night and this joint leaks like a fucking sieve. Like, he doesn't have to go far for fucking water. Just running water too. Yeah. Fresh as. So, I don't know. How long ago was it? He came on.
Maybe 5 days.
I think he came on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
Mm. Yeah, so...
We might keep him.
Yeah, I mean...
The exterminator might call us up in a week, goes, oh, you know, have you noticed they're gone yet? We'll go, nah, because we've named him. His name's Harvey.
Yeah.
And we'll go, nah, he's not gone, but we want to keep him now. Yeah.
Well, someone on Twitter replied, because I posted a video of Harvey, because you can get a nice... Because he sticks his head out the fucking wall sometimes.
Says g'day, yeah, love
yeah. it. Yeah. So, I posted a video up on... Twitter of him, because I've been talking about him a little on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
The fan, they want to know what's going on. Yeah. And some bloke was saying he's probably got squatters rights here, so he owns the house just as much as we do.
He would, so, yeah. We can't kick him out.
No, I'm happy having him around. He's chill.
God knows how long he's been here for. He's probably seen all these tricks and traps before, and he's going, I know what these guys are up to, but I get free drugs here, so I'm staying. Why would he leave?
Yeah, so, only mushies? Where's the coke, bro? Mm. The last owner's fucking fed me cocaine through the wall.
Yeah, no shit. He goes, yeah.
Yeah, might have to
come on, guys. Up here. Oh, shit. All right, let's topic change. Let's talk about... shit.
I've got something.
Got a suggestion? Yeah, let's go. You can tell that we don't plan these bodies, so...
Yeah, I had like a vague idea, but we've already talked about it on our podcast, so I don't think...
What was that about? We could reminisce.
No, let me talk about this other thing.
All right, I'm letting you go now.
All right, so we've watched a couple zombie movies while living in this house. It's been when Jess is over, so it always gets to a weird place in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been there when we talk about... I don't know. Yeah, we won't talk about that. But zombie apocalypse occurs. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
For a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, like, would you be, if a zombie apocalypse occurred, would it be like, oh no, or would it be, hell yeah?
I'd probably be at the pub. No, I don't know.
That'd actually be pretty good, like.
I'd be pretty scared, like, I'm not a man of violence, so I'd probably be shitting your pants.
Yeah, right.
Just put it out there. Why, did you have another thought?
I mean, I just feel like the kind of common, I don't know, it's more of a teenage fantasy. Now that I'm older, I go like, oh, well now, like, it's more like, once like society's collapsed, it's like, oh, all my like hopes and dreams of what I was going to do is gone.
Yeah.
Now my only intention is to survive.
Yeah.
And something like nice about that.
Yeah.
Where like,
it feels like you got a bit of purpose about life.
Yeah, it's just to survive. And surviving's hard. But now, like, surviving in of itself is, like, so easy. It's
right.
Like, all this other shit that's hard.
Yeah.
So, a little part of me is I'm like, fuck, the things that I wanted to achieve, I can't. But now I got to, like, survive. So, like, there's going to be, like, a win-lose. But then the life that you're living, just killing zombies and trying to survive, would be pretty
hectic. Yeah. And that's a pretty good purpose to have, to protect your own life.
Oh, yeah. And, like, the guys around you. Because, like, if the apocalypse started while we were all here, everyone that we loved is dead.
Mm.
But it's just us four in the house. Let's say five, let's say six. It's the band and Jacob.
Yep.
It would be epic as fuck.
It would be.
And we could fucking, like you said, go to the bar. The bar would be destroyed and fucked.
Yeah.
But what if we created a bar here kind of thing where, like, it's a refuge. It's secluded for people to come in, get fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out during the apocalypse.
Yeah.
And then go back to the base.
Yeah.
It's like past midnight. Because we'll shut down. We'll have seckies and shit. You know?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And you know what else we could do? We just train Harvey to go and scoop out the streets for us. And he can sort some shit out. Come back to us and goes, yeah, you guys are fucked. I've seen it.
In like, I don't know if prehistoric or even like before, like just prehistoric.
Yeah.
Cavemen and shit used to take mushrooms to heighten the senses and to go hunting.
Right.
So that's exactly perfect example from Harvey. He loves his mushrooms now.
Yeah.
Give him some mushies. He goes out, heightened senses. He's walking around, fucking zombie. He knows the exact map back.
Yeah.
He comes back. Zombie. Over there.
Yeah.
We know. And like, we've talked to him.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Because this happens maybe a year's time. We've spent so much time with Harvey that
we'll fucking chuck a GoPro on him and we'll just have a live feed of what's going on in the street.
Yeah.
We'll utilize. Fuck it. Let's call the exterminators. We're keeping the car.
Just in case the apocalypse happens.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're the only one at home during the night, then you know you've always got a mate.
Yeah.
And he lives behind the bar too. Hey, we could get him to start pouring drinks. Smashing up our Coke drinks and pouring us fucking margaritas. Woohoo!
We'd have to compensate him somehow. I mean, he'd be down with some Coke or...
Every time we talk about him, I kind of fall in love with him a little bit. Oh.
I love the Coke. When we're sitting on the couch and someone goes, shut up, Harvey. It's like,
yeah.
So he just needs some attention. But then, you know, I tell him to shut the fuck up basically three times a day at least.
There you go.
I mean, the time I'm shut the fuck up or I'm saying g'day, it's like a very much love-hate relationship. Do you reckon he stays in that one wall or does he travel around the whole house? Because
he'd have to get around, I reckon.
There's shit going on all around the house.
He would have to get around. Because there's like, it's not just Harvey. He's got a crew.
Yeah, I feel
we've
like
we've got rats and wasps.
I'm pretty sure it's Harvey and a bunch of rats. That's my vibe.
Yeah, and there's wasps.
Wasps?
Yeah. They get in just above on the outside where Harvey lives.
I haven't seen.
No, you don't see them, but they hang around there. And like, they get in when you go the crack and the eave.
When you go around that corner, can you see shit?
Yeah, they're flying in and out of there. Yeah.
Oh, that's. Oh,
wasps, do you know that?
Wasps are probably my least favorite out of the three then.
Yeah.
Get rid of the wasps, rats.
And Matt, and we're all good.
Man, he's a part of the rats.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Gotcha. He goes all right. Matt goes all right.
Yeah, Matt's all right.
Yeah. For those that don't know, Matt's my younger brother, our guitarist.
Wait, how many years between you? That's probably like four, yeah.
We're back on here.
Oh, yeah, shit.
For fuck's sake.
These are kicking in a lot. Fucking, I thought we were going to get through like three or four of them before they start affecting us. But
no, I feel like I'm starting to fucking get there, man. Yeah, so
I feel like the way we're pouring them, it's we've had.
Dude,
oh, I know that one's a bit much. Maybe we chuck 6 minutes on this one. No, like, because we're almost finished.
Oh.
Now go 6 minutes on this one. We drink
almost.
Okay,
finished.
These are. We've got half. These liter. Are maybe one. This is maybe 1.5 shots. Maybe 1.4.
Like, they're big. Like, they're actually big. Oh god.
Hey.
You're a machine.
I didn't smoke weed today, just for the podcast, because I knew that if I was too high, this would have ruined me.
Mm. Yeah, well, I don't smoke, and I'm already on that fucking track. So. I just finished the Time Out and Dynamic on me and Matt. Matt's my younger brother. He's our guitarist in the band. He's my housemate. And he's also my apprentice that I work with at work every single fucking day.
Yeah.
And for some reason it works. A lot of people hate their siblings. Me and Matt just don't tell each other we do. No.
Well, the hatred between me and my siblings, it was definitely there young when we were younger.
Mm.
But once we kind of grew up and we realized like, I don't know, your brothers are the only people that really get you.
Yeah.
Because, like, mates can come close. Like, I feel like I get you pretty well.
Mm.
But, okay, so, like, basically, at the very smallest level, no one can understand another person completely. Because, like, I can never know what's going on inside your brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since you and Matt had so much experience that was similar, you can understand where the fuck each other coming from.
Yeah, a little bit. Little so bit, I think like history there.
Yeah, me and my brothers hated each other growing up, but then like once it gets to certain, I think once we all went to high school together, and like high school was way more rough than like primary school.
Yeah, yeah. You can kind of shed the light.
Like, yeah, we were like relating to each other a bit more, and like we just grew a bit of a bond. And ever since like high school, me and my brother's been tight. I got two brothers, one older, one younger. I'm a middle child that might come through in my behavior. Mm.
Yeah, it does. No.
I'm definitely an attention-seeking little child.
Go on.
Yeah, I get you. Like, obviously, you know, I hate my brothers, but, like, I love them more than anything just because, like, they know me better than anyone ever
did. That's right, yeah. And I feel like Matt knows me better than anyone else, but I think he hates me just as much as everyone else at times.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it's always funny.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. How's uni going, Ash?
Uni's all right. I got one main assessment to do.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. I'm writing about BoJack Horseman.
Are ya?
Yeah, haven't I talked to you about this?
No.
So, I finished BoJack Horseman a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I know you love the show.
And the other day, I think it was yesterday, I was going through episodes and rewatching parts.
I see.
It was because, so we're doing like Sigmund Freud. He's an old like psychoanalyst. A kind of like psychologist, and he talks a lot about dreams and like the unconscious.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Sorry, maybe. Maybe.
We'll pull it back. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sigmund Freud is a psychoanalyst, an old psychologist. He talks a lot about dreams and like the unconscious mind.
Mm.
So something great about BoJack Horseman's that they do a lot of like. He takes a shit ton of drugs, basically.
Nice.
So he always has like psychedelic trips or fucking like dream sequences kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm able to go through and analyze the dreams.
Nice.
Because basically the prompt was pick a piece of art and then make a psychoanalytic analysis of the piece of art, and I chose BoJack.
Nice.
So I finished it recently, and I went back and watched all the dream sequences.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. If you haven't seen BoJack Horseman, watch that shit because it's so insane. Like, now that I'm, because the first time I watched it, I'm like, oh yeah, it's kind of depressing. It's kind of funny. Like, this is cool, and it's animated. I love my animated shows.
You do.
But upon second watching, because I knew I was doing an assignment on it, I was watching it kind of like analyzing it a bit, like, fuck man, they go so deep.
It's gross.
So good. I love it so much. So that's what my assignment's about. I'm writing it. I've passed the word limit. I'm still got like another maybe like 500 words that I could write.
Nice.
So I'm gonna need to crop maybe half of it.
There you go.
So, but I'm like way early. This is the earliest I've ever done an assignment. So,
well, that just goes to show, pursue shit that you're interested in.
That's exactly right. Because the assignments that I do that like I'm not keen on, they are
torture.
Oh my, imagine. Yeah. Oh my God. I want to kill myself. And it's like, you've got a word limit and I'm struggling to get there. This assignment I'm loving.
Nice.
And I'll end up being probably twice the word limit.
Yeah, good.
And I'll have to cut it back. And that's how you should be doing an assignment.
Yeah.
Both my father and my lecturer this year has told me that like they finished their assignments with twice the amount of words than they're meant to.
Yeah, right.
If not more.
Full on.
And then they got to cut it back.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be done.
Well, good.
And I completely agree.
Yeah.
But when it's a subject that I don't give a shit about, it's like, I'm going to submit it with like 50% less words.
Yeah.
Just because like...
And then just fucking pass with flying colors.
Yeah.
A++.
More like pass with like a 55.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I can relate at all. I mean, we've got a uni student talking to a graduated... VCAL kid.
I went to VCAL as well, so.
Oh, fuck. That makes me... Oh, you did too. That makes me feel really, really good, man.
Yeah, I went to uni not because I did good in high school. I did terrible in high school.
Much better poor man, and I could drink to that.
Yeah, I did terrible. Oh, I kind of skirted through high school because I've always been like... I've always been smart enough to do well, but never smart enough to excel.
You know what the best thing I was...
And then, sorry, never tried hard enough to excel, but smart enough to do well.
You know what the best thing I was good at in high school?
Smoking darts around the back?
Second best thing? Just getting bullied. I was just that guy. Yeah.
I got bullied a little bit. I don't know if like bullied's the right word. It was more just like I took everything to heart.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt like, I mean, I was getting bullied a little bit. There were some cunts that were just dickheads and I was like an easy target.
Mm. Same.
But then a lot of the time...
I think I was the easiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely an easy target. But then a lot of times I thought I was getting bullied by like my friends, but it turned out I was just like taking a lot to heart.
Yeah, right. Yeah fair enough.
Which it only took me to like last year to realize... Because like Matt's a good example. He's a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah.
To his friend.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you shouldn't take it to heart.
No, that's right, yeah.
He's just being Matt.
Yeah.
He's not, like, directing it at you.
Yeah.
He's directing it out of himself.
Bit of piss-taking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it took me so long to realize, oh, Matt doesn't hate me. I used to hate Matt so bad. I mean, like, I obviously loved him because he's my friend, but, like, kind of like you're saying, how, like,
yeah,
you hate your brother.
I fucking used to hate him too. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I'll get you, man.
But
yeah.
It's not just me. It's all my friends. I hate them all a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how friendship should be.
Yeah,
you should all hate them. Because okay, so
yes,
you're friends with people for a certain reason. It's usually because you share interests.
Yeah,
and so this is something we learn about in psychology, like. We can project things onto other people that are within ourselves. And often the things that are within ourselves that we don't like, we ignore.
Okay.
So if there's something about me that I don't like, I'll ignore it.
Yep.
But I'll see it in you and I'll dislike it.
Really?
So when I see something in you that I dislike, and the big thing with Matt was like narcissism.
Right.
I didn't like the way that he put himself before others.
Right.
And it wasn't until later in life I realized... Wait, hang on.
You kind of got to...
I am that.
Right.
I'm the most narcissistic kind... I am not the most, like, overtly narcissistic.
Yeah.
But, like, because I kind of disguise it in humility. And I think I'm better because I'm humble about my narcissism, if that's a way. And that's, like, another level of narcissism.
Yeah, okay.
But it wasn't until I realized, like, the things that I hate about Matt are the things I hate about myself.
Oh, really?
That are why I hate Matt.
I suppose the things you see in other people are things that you don't like. And then mainly,
maybe.
Sorry about that.
No, it's good.
Getting a little drunk.
No, it's good. It's like, I think, because it's like you see the things, because like the things I like about you are more often than not things I like about me.
Everything you hate about me.
No.
Wait, what?
The things... So the opposite of Matt, where I'm saying the things I hate about him are the same things I hate about me.
Mm.
The things I love about you
yeah.
are the same things that I love about me.
Oh, thanks.
It's like we share.
That's great.
Like the we share sharing, we share caring, we share like
Ash.
Like not really giving a fuck about something. Me and you have something in common where like if someone's being
I'm gonna have a theory. Keep going.
If someone's being a dickhead rather than arcing up, it's like, all right, dickhead, just keep being a dickhead, whatever.
Yeah,
no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Whereas like Matt and Jess are going to arc up.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas we'll just kind of let it fly.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that about us that we can just like
brush it off, turn away.
Do whatever the fuck you want. Oh, you're not hurting me right now, so.
Oh, what? Someone wants to get in a fight? All right, well, I'm fucking out of here. I need another beer all of a sudden. Oh, funny that.
It depends on the fight. If it's a fist fight, like, I'm probably getting into it.
Yeah, well.
Oh, it depends on the situation. There's been a few situations where I
said. As I said before, I'm not a man about violence, and if I ever see something cracking off, I'll be the first one getting the fuck out of there.
Hey.
Unless I really have to. But yeah, I don't like
Jess is the one to get into it.
Doesn't mind it.
I feel like there's almost a...
Doesn't mind it.
Jess the first to get into it. I'll be second. Matt might be third.
Nah, Matt will be out of there as well. I'll be in there before Matt.
I'm thinking you, Matt, and maybe you, Matt, and Ed would be the
we'll
least.
Just be kicking back. I'm not about that life, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like I've got a bit of responsibility, but just because, like... Yeah. Me and Jess are into it a little bit, so.
Yeah, well, then that's fair enough.
I'd love to fight.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. I keep forgetting about this.
Jesus Christ.
This is a terrible idea.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Was that our fifth? So we've got one left.
What do you mean we've got one left?
I think it's our fifth. We've got one left.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I mean, how long are we gone for?
Oh, fuck. Well, I feel like we're only just getting started. I feel like this on the last podcast, that went for how long?
An hour.
Oh, what the hell? How long's it been? What's the time?
I mean, it'd be 25 minutes at this point, I think. Oh, it's been 32. It's about wrapping up time.
Are you serious? I haven't even got... Oh, man.
We can do this again.
Can we just keep going?
We can keep going, I guess.
I want to keep going because I feel like we haven't even got started.
All right. Cheers. To halfway.
Fuck. You got work tonight too.
Okay, so it's... I do have work tonight. So it's 30 minutes in-ish. If you want to call it, you can call it now.
But don't.
For those who have stayed, here's chapter 2.
Thanks for watching. Here's fucking part 2. All right. Let's just get fucking weird now. Nah, not that weird.
All right.
How good is this fucking espresso?
Yes, so good.
It's good, yeah?
It's so good.
All right. Who was at the lead beater? If anyone was at the lead beater, how fucking much of a sick time that was. Holy shit.
It was unreal.
That was a gig and a half. And you know what the funniest part of that gig? The funniest part of that gig was for me. We played our last song.
Yeah.
So I fucking gave my drumsticks out. I had two pairs of drumsticks. One pair was a 5B and one pair was a 5A. The difference between them, the 5Bs are thicker than the 5As. So they're different. I gave out all them sticks. Walk off stage. And then, and then the guys are talking and this and that. We're like, we're going to do one more song.
Yeah, before you finish, I was against that next song.
I was against
it. I didn't know how the fuck to play it. No. I'm walking up to Jeff's like, so what are the notes? And he's like, it's something around here. Ash, figure it out. I'm like, what do you mean?
Anyway, so fucking, I walk off stage like, we're done. Like, give my sticks out.
You came back from a crowd surf and then walked off stage.
Oh, yeah, I've done a crowd surf at my own gig. Holy fucking shit. That was amazing.
So off its tits.
Everyone that held me up, if you're watching this, I feel sorry for your elbows and shoulders. You just carried 90 kilos worth of Andy. for a brief amount of time. And then, yeah, so then I threw out my sticks. I'm like, sweet as, we're done. I walked backstage and then next thing you know, someone's looking at me going, come here. And I'm like, what is going on? Go up to Jesse. He goes, we're doing another song. Get on the drums.
We're doing
and I said,
ads.
I turn around to his mate. I turn around to him. I go, mate, I just gave out all my drumsticks. Like, I'm not, it's not going to happen. He goes like this. If anyone's got Andy's drumsticks, can we get them back? And I'm going, oh, you don't do that. Next thing you know, I just see two drumsticks fly up in the air. I'm like, oh, fuck.
We need them.
And I grab, I take the drumsticks. I promise the dude, I think it was dudes. It could have been a dude and a dudette.
I didn't see either of them who had it.
Yeah.
I just saw two drumsticks fly through.
Yeah, it could have been a bloke and a respectable lady. And I grabbed my these fucking sticks. One of them was the 5B1 and one of them was the 5A1. And I'm like, well, now I've got two different sticks. And then we played the last song and I made sure as fuck after that song that those particular people got the drumsticks back.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Bit of respect coming from my end. Yeah.
And I think that final song...
That was a fucking flop.
I was going to say work, but sorry as I was saying...
Sorry if you had to... Oh, fuck. I forgot the timer.
No, I feel like there's no drink left. There's only one shot each.
Yeah, well, it'll... Yeah, anyway.
It was for a 30-minute podcast, what we've got.
I don't feel as though we've gone 30 minutes. Whenever we do these... The last time I did this podcast, it went so fucking quick. It was ridiculous. I just want to keep... Why does it feel so good talking absolute shit to a mic? And then assuming someone's going to watch it and go,
and
this
like
is
it.
Great.
Yeah. Because I'm sure like we get maybe like 700, I think, average... And then there's plus that on some... Like the... When there was the four of us on it, we got the most, I think, out of all of them.
Oh, really?
I think, yeah. That makes sense.
That was a good potty.
That was the funnest one out of all of them.
Yeah,
like, because
yeah.
Matt and Ed do great jobs. Me and Ed's one was all right. But that four one was like fucking fun.
Yeah, it was. It was all over the shop.
Yeah.
And I was fucking twisted.
Yeah.
And
I got twisted throughout it. By the end, especially after I smoked the J, the last few minutes, I was like,
ooh. I was like, I'm not getting on this without a fucking, without being pretty fucking cut.
Yeah, because we're
so I literally rode my bike to the bottle shop, came back with a bottle of Jameson, downed half of it before we started.
Yeah. While we were setting up, you were drinking.
Yeah. I was making sure that I was oiling up them fucking gears. And I'm sure everyone noticed. But, maybe I wasn't.
All right.
Fuck. Anyway, never a dull moment. So...
Yeah, podcasts go fast. And it's fun.
They do,
it's fun talking to like no one, but like someone.
Because
like we're not talking to anyone right now. We're talking to a camera. That's a camera right there. That's not you.
I thought you were talking to me.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I'm kind of... But it's like I'm talking to you with an audience. It's so much different. Like there's not an audience right now. Because I feel like that would be different where there's like an audience...
No, there's no one.
And like, if I said something really, it's more likely you say something really funny, the audience laughs and applauds, and all of a sudden we got to pause. It's like wait for the applause to pour down. Yeah. It's not like the same as doing it to people, but like if 1,000 people watch this, there's 1,000. It's completely different to like 1,000 people sitting there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but just to tell you that what we're looking at right now, we're looking at a fucking. Obviously, a camera and a laptop. We're also looking at a skateboard hanging on a wall.
Okay. Do you reckon it'd be okay if I turn the camera around?
We're looking at a spirit level. No. Leave it. No, let's just describe it. Right. We're looking at a skateboard hanging on a wall, a spirit level that is kind of pink.
It's kind of like magenta.
A chin-up bar. A sign from Woolies that don't forget your bags that Jacob stole. The back of an air conditioner and a pin board. and half a bottle of ginger ale and the back of a Melways. That's my Melways from a long time ago.
Camera on here. I'll get a photo of that. I'll do it later.
Anyway,
we'll do it later.
Probably not that exciting. I'm gonna fucking down this beer.
Oh shit! Fucking KO'd the mic. Now we'll get a photo of it later. That'll be our promotion for the podcast.
I was gonna bring the cocaine out, but I thought probably a bit much.
We could probably do it. We can just hit a pause now and
nah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit a quick pause. 5 minute intermission.
No, I don't think we should. No.
If we're going for another 20 minutes, pause for intermission.
No.
Yeah. I reckon.
Are we going to cut it here?
Yeah, cut it.
All right. So the cut that's going to happen is me running to my bedroom and I'm grabbing the rack that's already lined up on my fucking iPad. And, excuse me, what, $10 note?
Yeah.
Cut the fucking thing. So you've been with ANA for a fair while now.
This is the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
Woohoo!
With Ryan Sedetti, Ash and Andy.
It's been sketchy as hell. We've been all over the joint.
There may be cuts.
There's going to be a few fucking cuts.
I might do the editing. I might not hand it off to Matt. It's probably too much.
Yeah, me. I'd rather you do the editing. I'd rather you see our podcast rather than anyone else.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell Matt and Ed not to listen.
Yeah.
Jess is obviously not going to listen.
No. But
the other two, I'll tell them, don't listen to this one. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
We'll get it done.
Sweet. Awesome. Put it there, Ash.
Cheers, dog.
No, it's... We'll see you on the next one.
Oh. Yeah. This was Just For Us, number
Episode 8.
Yeah. And that's a good time to call it.
No, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Lovely to have you here.
Woo!
All right, let's finish the... let's finish the rack and the Jamison. Yeah, we're doing that. See ya. Bye. Chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull dog. I'm begging on the please.